So here's the difference between the saved and the unsaved. The unsaved person is just death, 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 death. The saved person is life, 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 from glory to glory to glory to glory. Now, in your body's from the natural plane, right? So you have the death and resurrection. Death, resurrection, death, resurrection. When you sleep, every day that you sleep, death, resurrection, death, resurrection, death, resurrection. In relationships, you're with the person you love, there's a separation. You go back, you see them again, there's a separation. You go back, see them again, there's a separation. Death, resurrection, death, life, death, life. Why does it feel like when you're around the person you love that time flows? Excuse me, that time flies, because you're in the flow of life. Death, life, death, life, death, life, death, life. Down here in this birthing system is death, life. When you want to go to a job, you punch your 40 hours in the wilderness. Death, life, death, life. 40 days of the flood, death, life. The earth renovates, death, life. There's going to be a new heaven, a new earth, and it's going to be life, life, life. When you go to the ocean and you look to the waves go down and up, death, up, death, life. The waves are death and life. Your power bill's due. You got to work real hard to pay it. You're dying, you're sacrificing. Then you pay it, life. 30 more days of life, death, life, death, life. Your mortgage is due. Mortgage actually means death. A contract is dead if you don't pay it. M-O-R goes back to death. Morgue, mortgage, mortal. Death, life, death, life, death, life, death, life down here. Because it's a regenerative process. It's a cycle, a birthing. Every day is a birthing process. The born-again saints are changed from glory to glory because you have life. You have the Spirit. From life to life to life. From new creature to new creature to new creature. The unsaved are going down. Death, death, death. That's why they have to vampire off of you. And that's why they always have to chase you. They actually don't really know anything. They just mimic what you say. And they say it in an inverse way or antichrist way. They take your truth and then they flip it upside down and bring it to death, right? And so the devil, if you take the word devil, D-E means down, V is cut, and on the right-hand side, it's I-L, which is ill. The devil's just spiraling down. And so on the left-hand side and the right-hand side of the word, is both sides are going down. When you look at the Bible, it says, he that believeth. On the left-hand side, you see the word lie. But on the right-hand side, you see ETH, the ether, spirit. He that believeth, he that believeth, he that believeth. You're moving from death to life, from left to right. You got to go through the cross. From the left-hand side of the word, you go through the cross, whether it's a V or a G or a T, it doesn't matter. And sometimes the letter C. And so when you go through the cross to the other side, you have life. So the suffix is like ethereal, ETH. ED is Holy Spirit. DE is Holy Spirit. ING is NG. G, it is finished. Golgotha, it is finished. So on the right-hand side of a word, it doesn't matter if it's which suffix it is. It goes and points to life. The letter E is on the right-hand side of a word. E is spirit. So you're moving from death to life. Death to life. Death to life. Death to resurrection. Death to resurrection. The left-hand side of the equation is death. That's why you have the left and right political structure, because the left is always socialism and death and misery and they love slavery. The Democrats love slavery. They love people to be under some kind of dictator, some kind of draconian dictator. So you move from left to right. Any word, it doesn't really matter which word it is. It's the same pattern. And the reason this pattern works is because Jesus sat down on the right hand of God. So the right hand side is the righteous side. The right hand side is the right side. Right? Right. Word up. It's not word down. It's word up. That's why it's called word up. When somebody says, I got you. I understand. Word up. I'm on the same page. Word up. You said something that hit home. Word up. They didn't say word down. Because on the left-hand side, you're going down. Going down. D-E is off or down. But on the right-hand side, you're going up. You're going up. R is royalty. E is spirit. E-D represents the Holy Spirit. E-T-H is the ethereal plane, the ether of the spirit. You're in conjunction with what Jesus did at the cross by faith. You quantum connect with Jesus by faith. You collapse the wave function by faith. You save by faith, you walk by faith. So let's say your power bill is due. Lord, I don't know how I'm going to pay my power bill. He makes a way of escape. He will not put more on you than you can bear. Now, sometimes you put yourself in situations you shouldn't be in, but he's always going to make a way of escape. You might have to sacrifice stuff down here in the earth plane to get some earth plane stuff going, but that's just the way it is down here. This place is a death, resurrection, but you're seated in the heavenlies, so your inner man is being renewed day by day. You're changed from glory to glory to glory to glory in the inner man, but your outer man and everything out here in this particular environment is dying because mankind, the first Adam, dropped us down into sin, but the second Adam is bringing life. So this is a birthing process from glory to glory to glory. It's a sanctification process. So every day you wake up, you say good morning. Why do you say good morning? Because you're mourning the previous day that it's died, is dead, it no longer exists. And why do you wake up? Because just like when you go to a funeral, it's called a wake. One last viewing. Let's go to the wake. It's one last viewing. So when you wake up, it's one last viewing of the person you were yesterday. That person is dead. That person no longer exists. You're a new creature every day. So you say good morning because you mourned your old identity. You wake up. You have one last viewing of your old identity. That's not who you are anymore. Because in Christ, all things are new. The sun rises every day. The cycles are the birthing. Time is just a repeat. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. Even if you can't see the code, like I can see the code, and you believe the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. So every day is the same. So if every day is the same on the outside, what's really changing? What's really changing is your inner man. If your inner man is changing, your inner person per the sun, then you're changed from glory to glory. The reason you're stuck in an addiction, or the reason you're stuck somewhere, you feel like you're stuck and you can't get out, is because you're living in the past. The past doesn't exist. You're actually identifying with a past you that no longer exists, but you're still living and hanging on to the past. The past don't exist anymore. You're a new creature. It's a new day. You can do anything. You can change jobs. You can start exercising. You can lift weights. You can eat better. You don't have to do what the past was. It's not you. If you want to do it, you'll just keep going through that cycle and repeat until you break the past. You can cut off relationships. You can go change your name. You can go downtown and change your name. Why do you have to keep the same name? That's not you. Jesus gave his disciples new names, some of them. Cephas. In the book of Revelation, he says, I'll give you a new name that nobody knows. That's a hidden code. That's a hidden code. There's hidden code right in plain view. Doesn't matter if you see it or not. You know it's there. Because the word book means codex. And the word codex means code. And I'm not talking about computer code. I'm talking about creation code. And the creation code is CC, which is 33. What is 33? 33 is the age that Jesus went to the cross. The creation code is this, that God sent his Son into the world, that whosoever believeth in him, you move from the being a liar, believeth, you get cut by the truth, and you move to the ethereal plane, you get born again. Whosoever believeth in him, you were in a state of death and lies. You go through the cross, the cut, the letter V is the cutting. The cutting. You're in a cutting field. And what Jesus did on the cross would pierce your heart, but you put him on the cross. Your sin put him on the cross. Your lies. So you're moving from a lie, from being a liar, through the cross, the letter V. If you break it into parts, you have to put a plus sign, which is the cross. You were going down. You went through the cross. The letter V says you're going back up into the ethereal plane, which is the spirit. E is spirit, T is the cross, H is eternal life, the number 8. So he that believeth should not perish, but have everlasting life. Notice the word life has the letter E on the right-hand side, spirit. Notice the word everlasting has ing on the right-hand side. NG, Golgotha, number 7 is G, it is finished. Everlasting life. And notice T is T-I-N-G, in everlasting, you got T-I-N-G. T is the cross, N-G. G-E, we bring good things to life. Why do you think that company, G-E, has that saying? Because it's Genesis, G-E. Genesis, G-E. Generate. Anyway, long story short, if you have an addiction, if you have something you can't break, it's because you're living in an old identity. It's not even you anymore. That part of your life is dead. Why are you still living in the dead? It don't exist. It don't exist. It only exists because you live, is because you want to eat and drink of the old past life, and it doesn't even exist anymore. You're a new creature, and you're rubbing shoulders with people who reinforce who you were before, and that's not who you are now. And so when you cut ties with those creatures that try to identify you with something you're not anymore, they try to put you back in the past. Why would they want to put you back in the past? Because they have their little box that they're living in. It gives them their little comfort zone. If they can keep you in your old identity, it makes them feel secure. They feel like their little world is stable because they keep you in that little past box under their thumb, under their fake reality. Because when you quantum connect with somebody who's in a fake reality, you go into delusions. It's not real. It's not real. It's not real. It's not real. Your past is not real. The reason you can't break your past is because you're believing that the past identity is who you are, and you're not believing the Bible, and the Bible says you're being changed from glory to glory to glory to glory, which is your true identity. This is one reason I think the prophets went out in the woods, because they had to disentangle from their past. Because everybody would say, well, are you the one destroying Israel? And he says, no, I'm not the one destroying Israel. You are, because you let that woman Jezebel bring all those 450 false prophets in. They always have to have flying monkeys to support their fake reality. And so by going into the past and taking on and letting them put an identity on you that's not even real, they're destroying your peace. They're destroying your freedom. The reason they want to pull you back into the past and bring up your past is because they're trying to take away your freedom. Do you understand? I could say it 1,000 different ways. But when they take you back to your old identity, the associates that you're hanging out with, they're destroying your freedom. because you're associating with a gas-lit reality that's not even real. And so when you go into delusions, you're moving back on the left-hand side of the equation and believing a lie and letting them believe a lie. But you, when you speak up and say, that's not who I am, you don't even know me, it destroys their whole worldview. And the reason you don't tell them that's because you don't want to hurt their feelings, but it might be the best thing you've ever said, because you got to shock them. You got to use shock treatment sometime to shock them out of Babylon. You're in Babylon. The person you knew doesn't exist. Mom, dad, brother, sister, spouse, that person don't exist anymore. I'm a new creature. And you either accept it or you go away. There's no in between. You either learn who I am, who I really am, or you disappear. That happened to me. I went to my wife, said, let's go to some marriage counseling. So I went to the marriage counseling, and I said, I'll go to marriage counseling as long as it's a Christian. She said, okay. So we went, and we were talking, and she said, see how he's talking? He said, was he talking like this when you met? She said, yeah. So he hasn't changed. He's always talked like this. Yes. But you married him. But you're not happy because you think he's just being who he is, right? She couldn't even see that. She couldn't see that she was trying to take me out of my freedom, take away my identity, try to pull me in some fake reality that she wanted to be in, and she had to go away. She chose to go away. She didn't know me. If the people that you associate with don't know you, trying to put you in some kind of box of the past, they're trying to take away your freedom and pull you into their fake reality, their flying monkey box, their wicked witch of the West flying monkey box, and try to put you in a bubble reality that doesn't even exist in your world. But if you go back into that bubble reality that they've created that's not even you, then what happens? You lose your identity. You lose your freedom. You go into addiction because you stepped out of your true identity and you stepped into a fake reality. Does God want you to live in fake reality? No. That's why all the actors go crazy. They're people pleasers. They have to please the mass of society just to keep those positions of power. And you see what Johnny Depp and Amber Heard was doing behind the scenes. They weren't happy, but you would think they were happiest thing. You would think they were the happiest. They were under addiction. They were killing each other because of that fake reality that they had to pretend to be in. And you see that Johnny Depp was stepping out of that fake reality. It was like he was trying to escape it, but he'd been in it his whole life, so it's a process. But he's just being himself. And when you start to be yourself and who you really are, those who are still stuck in the legalistic box or the Jezebel box or whatever you want to call it, the flying monkey box, the narcissistic box, the psychopathic system box, whatever box you want to call it, they don't. It could be a Baptist box, it could be a Methodist box, a Pentecostal box. When you step out of the box that they created that they want you to identify with, then they have to attack you because you're destroying their box and they feel their blanket is being pulled from them. Why did he carry the blue blanket around? The Charlie Brown cartoon, Linus carried the blue blanket around because blue represents the law. Blue is a box. So when you step into the spirit walk and not under some rule-based living, they want to destroy you because you're pulling their blanket out from under them. You're destroying everything that they hold on to that's secure. And so that old identity they try to put onto you, and you no longer resonate or quantum connect with that old identity, they have to try to destroy you, or they leave if they can't destroy you. And they can't destroy you, but they're going to make you think they will. They don't even know you. You're hanging out with people that don't even know who you are and can't even hear what you have to say. Now that's sick, to be honest with you. And when you come to the final point in your life where you're not going to hang out with fake, you're not going to associated with fake. I don't care if it's bloodline. I don't care if it's culture. I don't care if it's sitting in a cube, some big corporation sitting in a cube, and you're rubbing shoulders with these fake people. You're going to eventually get out of it. You just can't do it. You'll end up driving with Uber and being happy, or you'll end up doing Lyft and being happy. You'll end up doing something that is really who you are. You can be free. Start your own business, whatever. You just cannot be fake. Once you step into it, you can't go back. How do you go backwards? Once you have a taste of freedom, how can you go back to slavery and be something that you're not? Do you understand what I'm telling you? The whole system's trying to trap you and put you in a box. I took an Uber ride. I took a rider yesterday, and it was like a 20-year-old. It was a black girl, about 20 years old, and she had a mile and a half. I said, you know, she was telling me how much it cost her and all. I said, you know, you can go up here and get you a bicycle. It's only a mile and a half, and you'll actually feel freedom because you'll smell the grass, you'll see the birds and all. I said, you know what they're doing, don't you? You're in your box apartment. You take an Uber box to your job box. You never connect with reality. You're in a box. You're in your apartment. And then if you just roll your window down while you're driving, you can feel the air blowing and all that. And she says, you're right. You're right. Me and a friend of mine talked about something like this. And whenever we finished, because we talked the whole time, it was more detailed than that. But when she got out, she says, it was really good talking to you. Good to meet you. Because somebody was real. Somebody revealed the game. Somebody opened the veil and said, look, they're trying. And I told her, I said, you put your food in a box, the microwave box. You watch your phone box. You watch your TV box, your computer box. They want you in a box. You wake up in a box. You walk out to your car box. You drive to your job box. You microwave your food in a box. They want you in a box, disconnected from the earth. I'm not New Age. I'm not Wiccan. But I know that if we came from the earth, I'm not talking about going out here and hugging a tree. But if you go out here and touch a tree, and you go touch some grass, and you go watch the birds and the squirrels, you're going to break the program. It's a program. They're programming you to live in some little security box. But when you go out into nature, you realize this is a rough place. Now, you wake up. Somebody said something to me the other day at work, said something that was like a cutting remark. And they were waiting for me to get upset. I said, you know, I'm glad you said that. It reminds me where I'm at. I didn't get mad. It just reminded me of the situation that this is a fake reality. It's not safe. You get people around you trying to take you out. And so when they say something that's a cutting remark or something that reveals, thank you for saying that. It reminds me where I'm at and that I don't really have any unsaved friends. I have saved friends only. My unsaved people are just vampires. I don't have any unsaved friends. They're not friends. They're enemies. The only friends I have are saved people. And that goes for family. That goes for bloodline. It goes for anybody who's unsaved is not my friend. Period. It goes for a spouse. Anybody who's not saved is not your friend. They're pulling you down to the death cult. They're taking away your identity. They take away your freedom. They want you to be under some kind of rule-based system. Hollywood's not your friend. CNN's not your friend. YouTube is not your friend. Hello? You can learn from different people on YouTube. They're using the platform, but YouTube itself is not your friend. They're trying to keep you addicted to that screen, so you just keep playing it over and over, and they put the ads, and you say, oh, I need some shampoo. I'll go buy that shampoo. Advertisement is not your friend, unless it's building you up to be free. But most advertisements to get you addicted to a product which is the opposite of freedom. Welcome to the real world, Neo. It's time to wake up and change your name from Neo to the One. Instead of N-E-O, it's O-N-E. Change your name from Neo to O-N-E and see clearly what you're in. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. And if you can't unsee it, you can't live in the past, because the past does not exist.